Hello, everyone. It's Connor here. Welcome to Science Unscripted. Over the last couple of months, there have been a couple different studies that have shown in different ways that if you get a COVID-19 infection, a doctor could, in theory, go up to you, prick your arm, take some of your blood, and based on the immune system markers, or the way that they phrase it, antibody signatures, they could predict whether you're going to survive COVID-19 or not. It's kind of crazy. I guess I would want to know that. I'm not even really sure if I'd want to know that. But it got Sam Baker and I wondering, how far could you take this? Could you do this kind of thing, this kind of test on the immune system before you even got the coronavirus? And if it works for the coronavirus, could you do this for other viruses? To figure out those answers, we went to Achim Hirauf, one of Germany's leading immunologists.
Science Unscripted.
Achim, would it be possible to look at two different people and say, ooh, you're kind of in a good situation right now, immune system-wise, and Connor, you're not?
Definitely, and it's probably also the basis of why some people succumb and others go more or less unharmed. We still haven't found the key to it, and we still probably need to analyze many more patients and conditions and long-term follow-ups to find out what profile is associated with a good outcome and what is a dangerous, potential dangerous profile. But these studies are underway, and hopefully there will be at least interim results soon, so that this can help guide the clinicians in helping patients with a potentially dangerous profile earlier on.
Are there any examples of ongoing tests looking into this, and what are they looking for?
Yeah, I think there is a joint research effort by all the university hospitals in Germany. So all the intensive care units will try to do an extensive profiling of all kinds of immune reactions of messengers like interferon. So it's not just one interferon, there are many, and maybe it's type 8 that is very important, and we yet have to find that out. But this needs a lot of patient data in order to really clearly and significantly prove that a certain immune reaction is a risk factor for a patient.
Is there any way to look at someone's immune system? I mean, even going beyond coronavirus, and to just say, look, Connor, you're going to have a tough year, man. You're going to catch a couple colds, you're going to get the flu virus. Is there a way of looking at people's immune systems and saying, you're in a dangerous situation, you especially should take care of yourself right now and stay safe?
Yes, in some ways there are, because, for example, people who are on corticoids, for example, they definitely have differing immune reactions. And if you see something similar in a patient without corticoids, you may warn this person. But it is not has not arrived really in the clinical practice. The amount of clinical profiling that is now happening through the coronavirus epidemic is really creates a wealth of data that will help us also for other pandemics.
As an immunologist, would it be your dream if everyone would give up a blood sample every week? If all of us, I mean, obviously there are ethics rules against that, but there is a Rhineland study going on, 30,000 people regularly. Yeah, is that an immunologist's dream to have access to everyone's immune systems, to be able to look how they change?
Yeah, I think it's a dream for every scientist, also in related fields like epidemiology or some clinical disciplines. There has been a change over the last 10, 20 years to actually build up those big cohorts, because there is a wealth of data that can come out of it. And currently we are building up a cohort of COVID-19 infected people versus controls. And I think this will reveal a lot of other data, maybe completely unrelated to COVID, but something else will come out that will serve as a prognostic marker for some preconditions where people have to be careful doing thing A or B and leaving thing C.
And again, that was Achim Hirauf. He's an immunologist, parasitologist, microbiologist here in Germany. And look, for all of you out there, as I mentioned during that interview, there's a study going on right close by to me now where 30,000 people, that's the goal, are getting checked up on regularly. If there is a long-term study like that close to you, consider signing up for it. It's a good way to check on your body to provide information to science, and sometimes they catch diseases earlier because you're going in for regular checkups. So do take a look around, participate if you can. If you have any questions, get in touch. We're su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.